Welcome back to our Nach Yomi series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. In today's year, we're studying Perek Mem Vav, chapter 46. Asher haya dvar Adonai el Yirmiyahu hanavi al hagoyim. This is the word of God to Yirmiyahu about the nations. This opening pasuk is not only an introduction to chapter 46, it's an introduction to a unit that begins in chapter 46 and continues all the way until chapter 51. What will be common to all the chapters in this unit is that Yirmiyahu will be addressing his words to the other nations. First to Egypt, and then to Moab, and to Plishtim, and then finally to Bavel itself. There's a general question, are these nevuot to the nations, are they for the nations? Are they supposed to be delivered to those nations? Or are they really given for Am Yisrael about those nations? In other words, is it for the nations or about the nations? In our Shiurim, we're going to follow the latter approach, that the primary audience of these words are the people of Israel, and it's these words about what will happen to these nations will have an effect on how Am Yisrael views the events that are happening, how they see the hand in God in world history, and how that should affect the relationship with God. So let's begin with Pasuk Bet. L'Mitzrayim. This is the word of God about what will happen to Egypt. Al-Khel Paro Necho Melech Mitzrayim Asher Haya Al-Nahar Prat B'Kar Kamish. This is the beginning of a nevuah, which will be from Pasuk Bet to Pasuk Yud Bet, about 11 Pesukim, which is going to talk about an event that took place, as we'll soon see, in the fourth year of Yehoiakim, about the attempt of Paro Necho in his battle against the Babylonians in the city of Carchemish in 605 BCE. Let's finish the pasuk to show this, and then we'll explain the background to this battle. Asher hikan Nebuchadrezzar melech Bavel bishnat harevi'it lo Yehoiakim ben Yoshiyahu melech Yehuda. This is about the battle when he was defeated by Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Bavel, in the fourth year of the reign of Yehoiakim, the son of Yoshiyahu, the king of Yehuda. What's the background? We've studied this story before, but let's see in its context in today's chapter. Recall that the Assyrian Empire, Ashur, had been a superpower for about 100 years. The early years of Yoshiyahu, that empire began to crumble. Nineveh had fallen, and now the big question is going to be, who's going to take over the Middle East? One possibility is no one at all. And it could be there will be no empire who's going to take over the Assyrians. Another possibility, the most likely one, that it would be the Egyptians. Another possibility, it might be Bavel. It's that vacuum that allowed Yoshiyahu to grow leaps and bounds and expand his borders. The big showdown, though, is going to take place in Carchemish, which is an area in northern Syria by the Euphrates River. There, Ashur and Mitzrayim are going to fight Bavel, and Bavel is now trying to extend its power on its way down towards Egypt. And therefore, Egypt marches up north to engage them. We also saw how in the 31st year of the reign of Yoshiyahu, that was the last year of his reign, Yoshiyahu takes his army and tries to engage the Egyptians at Megiddo to try to stop that advance. That is the battle where Yoshiyahu met his death. In light of that battle, Egypt exerts a very strong influence over Israel, and they appoint Yehoiakim to become king. In the fourth year of Yehoiakim, in other words, 4 years later, the battle in Carchemish is still going on, and now the tide is turned, and the Babylonians are going to take over the Egyptians. The next 11 psukim, Yirmiyahu is going to describe how that's about to happen. We should mention that this battle was a famous one and recorded, and is recorded in almost every history book of this time period. Pasuk Gimel. Irchu magen v'tzina ukshu l'milchama. Here Yirmiyahu is talking as though he is one of the officers of the Egyptian army, telling the soldiers to prepare for battle. A magen and tzina are different types of shields that the army uses, and therefore prepare your shields. Ukshu l'milchama, enter the battlefield. Isru asusim, harness the horses. Valu aparashim, let the horsemen mount their horses. V'tyatzvu b'kovaim, fall in line and put on your helmets. Mirku haramachim, polish the spears. Livshu asiryonot, put on your protective armor. These two lines echo, in a rather poetic way, how the officers of the Egyptian army are getting their soldiers ready to engage in battle. Now Yirmiyahu is going to question, why is this battle going to fail? Madu ra'iti hemachatim nasogim achor. How come I've seen in his vision, I see the Egyptians falling back, retreating. V'giborehem yukatu. Their heroes and their mighty men are being crushed. U'manos nasu v'lo hifnu. They're running away and fleeing from battle and they're not turning around and fighting. Magor misaviv numadonai. There's terror from all around, God says. Yirmiyahu is foreseeing the defeat of this mighty Egyptian army in Carchemish. Al yanusa kau, even the light-footed soldier cannot run away fast enough. Va'al yimalet hagibor. The strong hero is not able to flee. Tzafona ayad nahar prat kashru v'nafalu. Up north by the Euphrates River, that is where the Egyptian army failed and they fell. Now Yirmiyahu is going to go back and describe the original intent of the Egyptians. Mizek hayor yale. Who is this rising up like the Nile River? Kinharot yidgashu memav. Like a mighty river with its waters surging. When a river floods and the waters go higher and higher, that's how Yirmiyahu is describing the Egyptian army in its march up north to try to take over the area of the Prat and defeat the Babylonians. Mitzrayim kayor yale. Egypt, marching up north, is like the Nile River rising. V'chenharot yidgashu mayim. Like water surging higher and higher. Vayomer, Egypt was saying, Ale achaseh aretz, I'm going to go up, I'm going to cover the land. Ovida ir, I'll destroy its cities, v'yoshveva, and all of its inhabitants. Alu asusim v'tholulu harechev, let the horses go up, and let the chariots go and attack and scream. V'yitzu agiborim, let all the strong men go fight in battle. Now we'll have a list of all the allies of the Egyptians from the different countries who were part of this army. Kush, Fufut, Tofseh Magen, soldiers from Upper Egypt. Kush is probably an area near Ethiopia. They were holding the shields. Veludim was like the area of Libya. Tofseh, Dorchei Kashet. They were the ones holding and drawing the arrows. So that's a description of how the Egyptian army, with all its might, was marching forward. And now in Pasuk Yud, the Navi is going to explain how and why they're going to lose. V'aya hayom la'adonai Elohim tzva'ot, yom nekama linakei mitzarav. This will be a day of reckoning for God. It will be the day of his revenge against his enemies. V'achla cherev v'sava. God's sword will eat up his enemies, and his sword will be satiated. V'raftam idamam. And its thirst will be quenched from the blood of all the Egyptian soldiers who will be killed. Ki zevach la'adonai Elohim tzva'ot be'eretz safon el nahar prat. God is making this zevach, a sacrifice. He's comparing the Egyptian soldiers to animals being shechted for a sacrifice or for a feast. And this is all taking place up north by the Euphrates River, by Carchemish. Now Yirmiyahu is going to talk about how no matter how much medicine the Egyptians have, it won't be enough to heal their wounds. Ali Gilad uchi tzari. Gilad is the area in northern Jordan. It's known for a certain plant called the tzari, which made a very good medicine. If you remember when the caravan going down from the Gilad on its way down to Egypt, the one that took Yosef with them to Egypt in Sefer Bereshit, they were also carrying tzari. So the Navi is saying, go to the Gilad and take that medicine, that tzari, betulat bat mitzrayim. Lashav hirbeit rufuot ta'ala ein lach. But you're wasting your time having so many different medicines ready, you will never heal from your wounds. What Yirmiyahu is saying is, the defeat of Egypt will be so bad that even medicine will not be able to help them. The army will be crushed. Shemu goyim klonech. All the nations have heard your disgrace. V'tzivchatech mala ha'aret. And your crying out has been heard throughout the land. Ki gibor b'gibor kashalu. A hero has fallen upon another hero. In the midst of their running away and fleeing from the enemy, they're stumbling on one another. Yachtav naflu shnehem. Together, they both have fallen. So that's the end of the description of the defeat of the Egyptians by the Babylonians in Carchemish in 605 BCE, an event that indeed took place, and that turned the tides in the history of the Middle East. Now, why is that event important for Am Yisrael to know about? If you recall, it was in the fourth year of Jehoiakim when Yirmiyahu made his prediction that Babel would win this battle. But not only that, he demanded that Am Yisrael subjugate itself to the Babylonians in recognition of their bad deeds. And God told Am Yisrael that he's taking away their sovereignty for the next 70 years. If they would want to survive and stay in their land and keep their temple and not go into exile, they would have to accept Babylonian sovereignty. No one listened to that nevuah. That was back in chapter 25. But had they listened, Yerushalayim could have been saved. Therefore, this nevuah was of tremendous importance to Am Yisrael to know that Yirmiyahu predicted this defeat. And hopefully, when that defeat would happen, they would wake up and listen to Yirmiyahu's rebuke. Beginning in Pasuk Yud Gimel to the end of the parak, we have another nevuah about Egypt. This time, it's not about how they lose the battle in Carchemish, but rather how the Babylonian army is going to march down and defeat Egypt in its home territory. So let's begin now with Pasuk Yud Gimel and see the next nevuah about Egypt. Hadavar asher diber Adonai el Yirmiyahu Navi, levo Nebuchadrezzar melech Bavel lakot et eretz Mitzrayim. This is the word of God to Yirmiyahu about Nebuchadnezzar coming from Bavel to attack Egypt in Egypt itself. Recall the first 12 psukim were a battle between Egypt and Bavel by the Euphrates River in Carchemish in the area of Syria up north. Now we're talking about the Egyptian army on its way down to Egypt. Pasuk Yudalet. Hagidu b'mitzrayim v'ashmiu b'migdol v'ashmiu b'nof uvetach panches. Let the word be known in Egypt and let the news go out in these cities. Migdol and Tanpanches, we saw already, are the northeastern border of Egypt. So let the news be heard in Egypt that the Babylonians are coming. Imru, hityatzei v'chenach ki'achlach cherev svivecha. And the command is, stand up, prepare yourself, because the sword is coming all around you. This is a call to the army to prepare yourself in defense. The Babylonians are coming. And now the question comes up. Madua nischat adirecha? How come all your mighty warriors are being swept away? Lo amad ki Adonai hadafo. And the answer is, they didn't stand in this battle because it's God who's pushing them out. The point Yirmiyahu here is making, that the reason why this mighty Egyptian army is not able to stand up against the Babylonians, behind this is the hand of God. Hirba koshel ki nafal ish el re'eu. Many soldiers are falling and stumbling, and they're stumbling on one another. And what are they saying as they're running away, all these Egyptian forces? Kuma v'nashuva elamenu ve'el eretz moladetenu b'pnei cherev hayona. Let's run away from these battles. We saw before that the Egyptian army also included soldiers from the areas of Libya and Ethiopia. So all those soldiers are saying, let's get out of here. Let's get back to our homeland because of this oppressive sword. Yonah here does not mean a dove. Yonah is from the Lashon of Ona'ah, like oppression. So because of this oppressive sword that's killing everyone, the soldiers are saying, let's get out of here and run away to our homes. Karusham, Poro Melech Mitzrayim Sha'on. In that place where the battle was about to take place, the king of Egypt had began with a cry. A Sha'on is a cry of warriors saying, go fight. Hevir Hamo'ed, however, it was too late. His battle cry came way too late. The time had passed and his army was already losing. Now God's going to explain how the Babylonians are going to come and land into the land of Egypt. Chai ani num hamelech Adonai Tzvot Shmo. God swearing in his own name, the king of all mankind, Hashem Tzvot, ki ketavor beharim uchecharmel beyam yavo. What would this Babylonian advance into Egypt be compared to? Just like Mount Tavor stands out among the mountains, and just like Mount Carmel stands out among the mountains going into the sea, that's what the Babylonian army will look like as it comes into Egypt. The Navi now continues in Pasuk Yetet, Klei gola asilach yoshevet bat Mitzrayim. Get your bags packed for exile, God tells the Egyptians, yoshevet bat Mitzrayim, those living in Egypt. Ki nof leshama tiyah, the city of Nof, which is a little south of Kahir today, will be destroyed. Venitzta mein yoshev, it'll become desolate without any inhabitants. By the way, we should have mentioned that this parak, from Pasuk Yud Gimel to the end of the parak, is Haftarah from Parshat Bo, which talks about the story of how God defeated the Egyptians when we came out of Egypt. And that's why Chazal picked it as a very fitting Haftarah for Parshat Bo. In Pasuk Chaf, Yirmiyahu is going to use imagery of an egla, which is a baby cow or a heifer, a very handsome looking one. If someone is hungry and wants to have a good meal, he shechs that egla and makes himself a nice fleshik meal. He's going to describe how the Babylonians are going to come in, like a shochet, like the butcher, who are going to come and kill these animals to eat them. Egla yifefiyah Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is going to be like a very handsome young heifer. Keretz mitzafon bava. But the person who's going to cut off their heads, the butcher is going to come, he's coming quickly from the north. Gam schira bikirba kegle marbek. Even the mercenaries in the Egyptian army, they're also going to be like these calves who are going to be shechted very soon. Ki gam hema hifnu nasu yachdav lo amadu. They also turned their backs in this battle. They also ran away together and didn't stand up and fight. Ki yom edam ba lehem et pkudatam. Because their day of reckoning has come, they're being punished now by God for what they've done wrong. Kola kenachash elech. Their voices as they're running away are like the hissing of a serpent. And now we're going to explain why they're running away like a serpent. Ki b'chayu yelechu v'kardumot ba'ula kochefei tzim. The Babylonians are coming with this mighty force, with their hatchets in their hand, like woodchoppers coming to cut down a forest. That's how the Babylonians are going to come and cut down the Egyptian army, like woodchoppers cutting down a forest. Kartu ya'ara numadunai. They're cutting down this forest, God's saying. Ki lo yechaker, to the amount that you can't even count how many soldiers have been killed. Ki rabu mi'arbe. This Babylonian army is more numerous than locust. Ve'en lem mispar, they can't be counted. So here we have a description, this massive Babylonian army coming down like locusts on the Egyptians compared to a bunch of woodchoppers cutting down a forest. Hovisha bat Mitzrayim, nitna biyad am tzafon. Egypt should be ashamed because they've been defeated by a people from the north. Amar Adonai Tzvot Elohi Yisrael. This is the word of God, the God of Israel. Hineni poked al amon mino. I'm going to come and punish this god, the god of Ammon, from the city of No. Modern day Egypt, the city of Luxor, is where this temple to this god Ammon is, in the city of No from that time. There are many Egyptian monuments in that site, and many times this was also the central city of Egypt. So again, Hinani Poked El Ammon Mino, Ve'al Paro Ve'al Mitzrayim, Ve'al Eloheha Ve'al Melachel. God's going to punish the gods of Egypt, its paros, its kings, Ve'al Paro Ve'al Botrimbo. Not only on Paro himself, but on all those who put their hope and trust with him, they're all going to be punished. Untatim biyad mevakshei nafsham. I'm going to give them over to those who wanted to kill them. Uviyad Nebuchadrezzar, Melech Bavel, Uviyad Avadav. They're going to fall into the hands of Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Bavel, and his servants. Vachrechein, tishkon kimekedem numadonai. After that destruction, and Bavel finishes them off, then the Babylonians will retreat, and Egypt will return to the way things were before, no longer as a superpower, but as a nation. Now that God has described the destruction of Egypt by the Babylonians, he's telling Am Yisrael, who had already suffered by the Babylonians, don't be fearful about this Babylonian attack over Egypt. It won't affect those Jews who remained in the land of Israel. Recall how Yirmiyahu told the people after the Korban, it's okay to stay in Yehuda, the Babylonians won't hurt you, stay with Gedaliah ben Achikam, and even after he was assassinated, Yirmiyahu insisted that everyone stay in the cities of Yehuda and not go down to Egypt. The people, led by Yochanan ben Kareach, decided they wanted to go down because they were afraid of the Babylonians, that Am Yisrael should not worry about this Babylonian attack on Egypt. It won't affect what will happen to Yehuda. V'yata, and you, Al tirab di Yaakov, Al techat Yisrael. My servant Yaakov, my people of Israel, don't be worried. Ki hinani moshiachah mirachok, v'etzarachah me'eretz shivyam. I'm going to save you from your places that are far away, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. V'shav Yaakov, v'shakat, v'shanan, v'en macharid. Yaakov one day will return, he'll live quietly and peacefully, and won't be worried anymore about these enemies. Ata, you, al tirav di Yaakov, num Adonai. God repeats, don't worry, my servant Yaakov. Ki itcha ani, I'll be with you. Ki asech hala b'chol agoyim asher yidachticha shama. I may come and destroy all the nations in those lands to where I dispersed you. V'otcha lo asech hala. Those nations might be destroyed, but you as a nation will never be destroyed. V'sarticha la mishpat. I may punish you very harshly, but what you deserve. V'nake lo anakeka. I will never totally wipe you out. Therefore, Yirmiyahu making his point that he's made so many times again, don't translate this punishment of Am Yisrael by Bavel as God breaking his covenant and leaving his people. Rather, treat it as punishment, rehabilitation, and I'll never wipe you out. Our covenant is eternal. One day I'll bring you back, and one day, when you're worthy, you'll return once again to a quiet and peaceful existence in the land of Israel.